this week on Greenfield's Finest Podcast.
Does she have a history of family members dying in accidents or something? I mean,
I don't think you really need a joke, history. Lady.
You know what? She did you a favor. She can't take a joke.
You should know you're that type of guy by now, though. But that's
just all it takes. Sure, my wife's number is. I'm just kidding, honey.
Both of you said play here.
Right. Like, I want you to, like, lick my nuts while your sister's greasing my root. Like, that's why we tied the knot. You know what I mean? Get her little mutated head over here. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Greenfield's Finest Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Z. Bird Zidell. With me, as always, my boys are in the building. We got my main man, Angry John Rosado.
What's up?
We got Big Dick Schultz.
What's up, man?
And then special guest, by popular demand, we got motherfucking Polish Hill Kenny up in this bitch.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Polish Hill Kenny?
Yeah.
Welcome back, brother.
Glad I could finally make it. I know you guys been begging me to come on these last five times and shit. Glad I could finally make it. Help you guys out.
Nah, man.
Where's Jack Welch? Is he okay?
Yeah, he got floor submersion.
He got paint on his pants. So he took them in. Fucking nerd.
He had to carry in drywall. Called it a day.
Hey, that's a real possibility.
Get well, Jack.
Get well soon, pal. We miss you.
We got first off, we got a Greenfield Science Podcast comedy show coming up this Friday, April 5th, Squirrel Hill Sports Bar. Tickets available online at Eventbrite. We posted the link a bunch of times. Also, tickets are always available at the door. It helps better if you buy them ahead of time if you're coming, so we have an idea. But I understand some people wait till the last minute. There's no problem. We just want to see you there. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be myself, Billy Crawford, Sholey. My buddy Marcus Cox and Chris Mons from South Carolina is coming up. It's going to be a great lineup, great show. Don't miss it. You want to be there. Also, we got coming up on April 27th at Soldiers and Sailors, we got Uncle Ed and the Replacements. Everybody probably from Greenfield, the surrounding areas, Pittsburgh really probably knows Eddie Jenkins. He was Eddie and the Bruisers for a long time. Now it's Uncle Ed and the Replacements. They'll be playing at Soldiers and Sailors in Greenfield. All are welcome from 7 to 10 o'clock. That's April 27th. They're a great band. They play great jams.
Good live music.
Live music. Yeah. They take requests. It's a good time. You don't want to miss it.
Uncle Eddie gets into it, too.
Uncle Eddie gets into it too. So, like, you know what I mean? He knows how to have a good time. So, don't miss that event. We had Cage Rage this weekend. Me and Eagle Tits were down here. A lot of boobs, a lot of turd cutters, seen a few shitters, a lot of punches, several hundred punches to the head. I got to say, I had this time was probably my favorite one as far as being able to move around. It wasn't overcrowded. Shout out to everyone that came. Big P. Grattan was down there. He brought like 10 humongous dudes down there. That was fun. And there were some girls just beating the shit out of each other. I think the final fight, a girl got punched in the head and just started projectile vomiting, and the fight got called. And I will be posting that to Patreon. Which reminds me, if you want to help us out and support us on Patreon and see girls puking in garbage cans, you can always sign up. You can sign up for free, but you won't have as much access. But we don't want to limit anyone. But like, we have a $5 tier, and then obviously we have a big dick tier. We'll be announcing our big dick tier today during the voicemails. We have a new one, and we really appreciate everyone that signs up through Patreon. So I'm going to throw it over to my main man, Johnny. Johnny, what do you got? What do you got first on there?
All right, it's looking like the April Fool's joke. Guy has a friend call his wife and said he was in an accident. The woman leaves.
Yeah, so apparently I read this.
This caused a divorce?
I don't know. This was April 1st, which yesterday. It was on Reddit today. So this dude thought it would be fucking funny to call his wife and tell him he got in a serious accident. She got all like hysterically upset. 5 minutes later, they called her back. Like, her husband called her, and she was like relieved. He was like, ha ha, April Fool's. and she fucking left. And he was like asking Reddit, like, what should he do? Everyone's like, you're a fucking douchebag.
Did they say he died in the accident or he was just in a bad accident?
They say he was in a bad accident. You need to get to the hospital.
I mean, would she have a history of family members dying in accidents or something? I mean,
I don't think you really need a history.
You know what? She did you a favor. She can't take a joke.
Yeah, you should know you're that type of guy by now, though. But that shit's
funny. That's all it takes. Sure, my wife's number is. I'm just kidding, honey. Yeah.
The bus went over the ledge.
She ain't going nowhere. I got life insurance.
She'll be right. That's one of them things. Like, what if she's just like really not that upset? And she's just like,
she was looking for like
she's
that's
looking
the other
for a reason. Start checking the life insurance policy, make sure it's up to date.
She had that money spent.
Yeah,
she bought the cruise.
Still alive. Right. She's on her way to Barbados.
I'm like a conspiracy theory guy, and I'm thinking like, what if one of his friends is fucking his wife, and they convinced him to do this stupid idea, and they were like, dude, this will be hilarious, and then like she's gonna leave the husband. And just start fucking the friend nonstop.
Then on the other end, the friend's talking to her like, "That's fucked up. You should leave him for that."
Yeah.
Working both ends.
Or she's like, "He's like, I got an idea. We're gonna fake call you with a fake accent. You're gonna act like you're so mad. You're gonna leave him. We can fuck now because he's an asshole." And like, I think that might be it. Maybe I'm looking too much into it, but I don't know.
There was definitely trouble in paradise there if she's leaving her one little prank.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, Bucko Fever. Pirates are off to their best start since 1984, 5-0.
Dude.
Miracle season.
Fucking, John is a loyal season ticket holder. How do you feel about the 5-0 start?
I'm a patsy. I'm back in.
I agree, dude. I'm like, man, Bucko's game on today?
Yeah, I've been watching them, actually watching the games. They came back the other day. They're scoring runs.
That Sunday game was awesome.
I was just going to say.
So what, you caught all three, John?
Like, what?
But Tens, Pirates, and Steelers?
Well, I don't. It's a company thing. I don't pay for them. So if you ever need a game, let me know. Dude, like, I'm over like at my aunt. So my uncle's here. My Uncle Nick's a big Pirates hater.
Is he?
Uncle George is like the opposite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'll always just be loyal. And they were down, and Uncle Nick was talking a little bit of shit. Next thing you know, the rally just came out. That the place started going nuts.
Dude, that was fucking great. Whenever they came back, and then when the dude gave up the dinger in the ninth, and it was 7-7, I'm like, fuck, because I bet on the Pirates. And then, like, when they come out and score them two runs, it was 9-7. I mean, I think everyone
Ricky,
in Pittsburgh got to take their temperature because we all got Bucko fever again.
It doesn't take much to get me back in. You know what I mean?
Win a game.
People are like, they always start off hot, then they stink. I'm like, yeah.
They
you know
do.
What? Let me have this.
Right. Yeah. There's some young players coming up.
Yeah. They got some bats finally.
It's a real early start. Penguins stink. There's no playoff hockey. Pirates are 5-0.
The Penguins do stink. And I don't know how I feel about the Penguins. Like, I'm just ready to be like, it's done.
Yeah.
You got to break it down.
No, I've been off for about at least a month now. Like, this. They're not going to right the ship this season for sure. Like, normally now you're getting excited for playoffs.
But then
you'll
even watch a game and they're like, oh my God, it's 3-0. We got this. It's
there's
third
no
period.
Chance.
And then they fucking
lose. 4-0.
There's no safe lead this year. You had no confidence ever this year.
This might be the most ever, like, come from behind. Like, so they're right there, but their power play stinks and they give up so many leads.
Like, they give up fucking breakaways, 2-on-1s, 3-on-1s. They just can't. Get it all together.
I don't think, like, coming into the season, like, last year, everyone, like, Carlson was, like, the big talk, and, like, I just don't think it worked out the way anyone thought it was going to work out.
Sullivan got to go.
Right. They need some fresh blood.
But they say they don't want to fire him because they signed an extension, and they say this new ownership group don't like to, like, lose a lot of money like that.
But any other hockey coach
would have been gone.
Yeah.
If your power play stunk for 3 years.
Anywhere. Dude, they didn't score in October or November. One of the months, they didn't score a fucking power play goal.
They're brutal. But the Buccos are not. They're
not
back.
Yet.
I'll
they're
take
back.
It. Yeah, I'll right. take it, man. I'll take
they're
it.
They're killing it. So a girl with two heads gets married?
Yeah, so she's like this chick.
I think I saw this picture.
Pull this up, Larry.
I don't think either one of them are that good.
No, they're both ugly. But, like, here's the thing.
They're happy on their wedding day.
Yeah, so move it over so I can read it. So it says, like, because everyone's asking, we're just going to tell. It's like, yes, I have sex with my husband. You don't know which one's what. Yes, I do. I suck his dick. You know, yes, my sister Brittany is there. Of course she is because she's attached to the fucking neck, you fucking nitwits. Yes, my sister and I orgasm is one. But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast. She just puts the pleasure out of her mind. Like, dude, Imagine if,
well, what's the point in that?
Dude, imagine.
Yeah, I did this for a reason. I right. want both of you to yeah. play here.
Right, like I want you to like lick my nuts while your sister's greasing my root. Like that's why we tied right. the knot. You know what I mean? Get her little mutated head over here. I'm just coming home like this. Like, honey, I'm home.
I have two nuts, one for each of you.
Yeah. Come over here, you little mute. And the dude looks like a fucking real estate agent.
Yeah,
like,
he looks happy.
He's into some creepy shit, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I guess they only have one butthole, one vagina, two boobs. But, like, I'm not into
yeah,
the two
well,
heads.
What's this lady going to do the rest of her life? Just sit there while you get pounded?
Like that movie, Stuck
These
on
ladies.
You.
Great movie.
Yeah, that's good yeah. shit.
How do you decide, like, I'm going to marry you, but you're just going to come along for the ride?
But you've been cheating on me with Brittany? Right. The bitch is just here attached at the spine.
Right. And
that guy got to be slick to get away with that one.
Yeah. Goes,
shh, don't tell your sister.
I mean, look at their wedding picture. It looks so funny, dude. It's just like two little fucking mutant heads.
Tell your sister I was in an accident for yeah. April Fool's. We'll yeah. make it. It'll work out for
if
us.
If I'm the parent, I'm not trying to sound cold, but, like, I'm cutting one of their heads off when they're little. And I'm like, so they can have a normal life.
You gotta put that one back.
Is that fucked up to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but everyone was thinking it.
Yeah, I was just like trying to figure out like if they cut the one on the right head off, if they shift it over, you might have a normal looking person.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like if it's a small kid, like there's wait. A surgery.
They're like, oh, it's they them. Look, one of these weirdos with their pronouns. Oh wait.
No, it's literally
that's
they.
Good.
Yeah, or you could like stick.
They
could
drive an HOV lane.
Yeah. Or like instead of like titty fucking them, you could just like literally skull fuck them. Like put their two heads together and put your dick in between.
Do you think there's any two-headed porn Z-Bird?
No, I haven't, dude.
There gotta be, right?
Everything that I've jerked off to, I've never ran into congenial twin porn. And
it's also
I'll
a good South Park episode.
It. Yeah, dude, it keeps fucking raining like this. That might be
well, you got a little twinkle in your eye over there.
Like, girl, I'm trying to get some of that neck.
Yeah.
All right, LSU versus Iowa game. Iowa comes out on top this year.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark lit it up.
That dude, we're not going to get like to the whole thing because there's a whole nother part of that. Like, we're going to save that, but like, good for Iowa, good for women's basketball. Like, that was the biggest watched women's basketball or women's sporting event fucking of all time. And, like, that was, like, huge for that. Like, I get it, LSU lost, but, like, that
like
was just huge for
women. People watching there was, that game.
How many?
Dozens.
It was on ESPN all morning. Like, a lot of, like, the LSU players, like, after Caitlin Clark would make a shot, they just look at each other, like, what the fuck do you want me to do?
Right.
And then Angel Reese is crying because she's getting so much hate online. And I'm like, I'm tired of your shit.
Right.
Because Caitlin Clark's getting his, dude, AB calls Caitlin Clark ugly at least once a day.
He said
on Twitter. Well, he said she looks like Mel Gibson.
He said the NBA should draft him next year.
Yeah. Yeah, so like they're both getting everybody gets hate on Twitter.
Fuck everybody.
You know what I mean?
Does.
Don't lose and cry.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you've been through so much. Like everybody's been through so much.
Especially
when you put yourself out there by talking shit and doing things like now you become
you
a target to
if
all
you
the
started
haters.
It, you get what you reap
right.
what you sow.
I do like the shit talking, dude. I like the fact like it makes me more excited to watch a sport when there's some shit talking.
You're gonna be able to own it after you lose. Right. Don't turn into like I've been through so much. Like me,
like then don't talk shit. People won't fucking bring you up. You know.
Right, and that's the thing. Like
you like the attention when it's good. When you get your ass beat, then you know you cry.
I mean, that fucking Caitlin Clark's unstoppable.
Do you think like a good high school team of boys could beat the national championship girls team?
Probably. Like they were saying.
Speaking of starting some hate, I agree.
100%. This is a question online.
I mean, it's good basketball.
I've heard
these debates.
The
top
tier
women's teams are very, very good
for women. But,
right. But, like you're saying, like a top rated basketball.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, they smash them.
But
yeah,
like,
I agree.
As far as like, I think it's the one thing about women's basketball. It's a good team sport. There's not there's a Caitlin Clark.
Right.
But like for the most part, it's like there's a lot of passing.
Evenly matched. They were saying. Who was it? Like the women's U.S. soccer team was getting like they got their ass beat by like boys' high school.
Yeah, 15-year-old boys team played.
Yeah. That's just how it is.
The women's national team would scrape their tits. Literally.
That's a shame because I'm such a big fan of Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, she's a real class act. That
yeah,
purple haired fucking cunt.
I wish she had a double head. That fucking freak.
I hate both of them.
Yeah,
both of them. Dude, so, but Caitlin Clark gets $5 million offer from Ice Cube to play in the Big Three.
Yeah, so I didn't even know what this was, so I had to do research on it. So the Big Three is like, Ice Cube has a league where, like, it's like a three-on-three league. They offered Caitlin Clark, it's men and women playing together, you know what I mean? And they offered her $5 million to come play in this league of three-on-three, and he was like, she's a generational talent.
Like for a
It'll
season?
Be huge. And like, dude,
should be making way more money.
That's more. The WNBA don't make.
They said 76,000 is the average for the WNBA.
Well, no, well, you'd be a fool not to do them, right?
And she,
no.
She's getting $5 million.
Here's the thing.
Play a season.
Here's the thing about the whole. She's gonna make her money. Like the WNBA is gonna do whatever they gotta do to get her and Angel Reese into the WNBA on separate conferences. And so they can make it, like, somewhat interesting. Because no one knows fucking I can't name – and this isn't talking shit. I can't name one WNBA player right now. Now, like, if Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese go, everyone – like
– then you know two.
Right. And, but, like, people might watch that. Like, oh, they're playing for the finals. Like, people might actually watch it. I don't know. I think they'll push them in endorsements. But the Ice Cube thing, I mean, I don't know.
That's hard money to pass up.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's not much I wouldn't do for $5 million.
But she's probably getting a bunch of endorsements. So, I don't know.
She's making money.
I mean,
how
much? I mean, that'd probably be more popular playing Ice Cube's tournament if he promotes it than the WNBA with the endorsements.
She'll be literally the face of the league.
Wear your Nikes in a three on, or what is it?
Three on three. Yeah, it's fucking sweet. Like, dudes playing it, like, you know, like JUCO dudes that are like borderline NBA dudes, and like they have some women in there that are really good.
Yeah, she wouldn't last long there either. Actually, she would be getting shut down.
Well, there's women in it too.
They're
I think
other guys too. Like,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, the argument she could play in the NBA is stupid too.
Yeah,
that's just something.
It never goes the other way when the guys are girls. And they go to the sport, they dominate. But no girl is going to guys ever dominate.
Right.
It's just not, you know, that's why that's too.
Yeah, like when that dude.
It's just not the same.
When that dude went on that swimming, he became a swimmer and won a national championship.
Yeah, he was ranked 427 amongst men and number one against women. Yeah,
the aerodynamics of his wiener didn't slow him down.
Yeah, it was like
women.
A fin.
Couldn't even pass he couldn't pass the deep test at McGee, but now he's the women's national championship. He's a fucking fugazi.
What's this? NBA needs to draft him. Talking about Caitlin Clark.
That we just mentioned.
And
that.
And the George Pickens tweet.
Yeah. George. Did anyone see George Pickens tweet about AB yesterday? So AB retweeted it. It said like best wide receiver. It said, and I don't know if it was an April Fool's joke. It said no arrest, no controversy, no drama. Best wide receiver of all time. And I'm like.
He wrote that about himself.
That's the criteria.
He wrote about AB.
Did he answer?
And I'm thinking, wait
April
a minute.
Fools.
This has to be April Fool's. Like, this dude's been arrested a million times. Drama. I mean, and there's a million comments underneath. What are you talking about? Like, I still think AB is one of the best receivers of all time. But like, to say those three things, it was like kind of. But AB retweeted it.
I thought that was like.
Yeah, I think they're tight.
The criteria for the answer. Like, you know, you couldn't have any rest, no drama, no nothing. Like, someone just trying to get a white guy for the answer.
Yeah.
Dude, Pittsburgh ranked number 3 for best cities for homeless.
They still wouldn't get it.
Yeah, so they were saying, there was one article came out and said, within 4 years, I think it was 65% of office space downtown will be vacant. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be sooner than that. To be honest with you, a lot more people a lot more people working from home. But they're saying like Pittsburgh's
COVID
like
took care of that.
There's getting more like they're enduring to the homeless, which is like not a great.
So they're going to let them live in the abandoned office.
Well, here's the thing: I don't give a fuck.
Kind of wouldn't be homeless then.
I don't give a fuck what they say about cities being the third best. It gets cold here.
But that's still not a good stat.
Now, if you want to take care of the homeless and you want to use some of this commercial real estate that's went to dog shit after COVID,
right.
Well, then do that, but they got to be looked after. You can't have the Wild
West.
Coffin's building of
hell.
Well,
no, they're saying, look, what
that
will happen
that should be run
is,
like a prison.
There's already people squatting down. Dude, I'll tell you, when I worked at Coffin's, when they tore it down and redid it and built those condos, there was people living in there.
Squatting.
While dudes were working, like, we'd get to one floor.
You have to move them around. Like, come on, guys.
Like, dude, there's this dude, Lenny, that came in every day. And, like, you know, he, like, lived there. Because there was, like, shitters there. There was no lights. No one, like, dude, he didn't change his clothes.
You talked about Lenny on here before. I remember you talking about
Lenny.
Nah,
it's a different Lenny. Dude, the rascal. This is...
I need a guy that you guys were watching somebody sunbathe or something.
Yeah.
Lenny told you about him at
Kaufman's. Yeah. I did bring up Lenny.
No, you talk about him on DVE.
Yeah.
That's the other Lenny.
You got a good memory.
He's a fucking pervert.
You got a great memory for stupid shit.
But dude, he was like living in there, and they were like, you know what I mean, like every, and then like people's lunches store come up missing from, he's still off the Ukrainian
Lenny
dudes.
Lenny's like, hey guys, do your work, meet Casa, a su Casa.
So they hired Lenny to be like a security guard, but the problem was he was like 95 pounds and addicted to like crack. So like
he was stealing everybody's tools.
Yeah, he stole everything. I'm like, why is Lenny like watching? You know,
you went there. There was no carpet.
They got past me, guys. I'm sorry to go past me again.
If you seen Lenny right now, I would guarantee you look at him first thing pop in your head is like, there's no way that dude's allowed within 500 feet of a school. Like that's the vibe he gave off. You know, what
he's
I mean?
Not allowed at any scrap yards or schools or playgrounds.
No. At all. So, all right, Eagle Tits, let's get some voicemails.
You got it. What is up, Greenfield's Finest? It's me, Waterboy's daughter. I just thought of something really, really crazy. Did you guys ever use the bathrooms at school? This is, like, a really, really big controversy in the, like, in my school. And a lot of people say, yeah, we'll use the bathroom, but we won't go poop. Some people use the little luxury bathrooms by, like, the little, like, language rooms. And some people just don't go to the bathroom at all. Me, personally, I really do not care. If I have to poop, I'm pooping at school. I do not care. So I just want to ask you guys, because, I don't know, maybe you guys are crazy or something. Bye!
Waterboy Jr.
Great question.
Yeah, Water Girl. I think for dudes... It's like for dudes, I mean,
Some dudes, I know dudes will like, no matter what, they have to shit at their own house.
Yeah, really? I mean, I avoided at all costs, but if you gotta shit, you gotta shit.
Yeah, I've worked outside my whole life. If there's a running plumbing, I'll use it.
All the better, right?
When I was at Alder Dice, I had it locked down by the time I was a senior. There was a second floor bathroom in the annex.
Yeah.
But it was only open at certain times.
Really?
Yeah, so I would have my own toilet paper underneath the pee trap. And go poop.
And sometimes at work, you got to know where the maintenance bathroom is. It's less traffic. It's a little cleaner.
Yeah.
It's better.
I mean, it was enjoyable. Nobody would come in there. I felt like I was in my own little world.
Remember dudes had the keys to, like, the teacher's bathroom, I thought.
I never had that.
I didn't have them, but I remember dudes would be like, they had a shit that I'd seen someone ask someone, like, you got those keys?
People would try to extort you for it, though. Like, motherfuckers
that
wanted
make
money,
some money on that, dude.
Key.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, dude, I'll fucking shit on your lunch. You know what I mean?
I'll go shit right in the field.
You didn't want to go, like, where there was, like, a main bathroom that everyone used.
No, because then you're going to get fucked with.
There was the fifth floor.
Throwing water at you.
The fifth one on the annex, fifth floor. Like, that was, like, a huge bathroom that there really was never anybody in.
If you could get out to the field and go shit it where the locker room was, that wasn't.
Yeah, not so much the public bathroom is the problem. It's the public bathroom because that boys will fuck with other boys.
Yeah.
If
you're, like, taking a shit, somebody's going to fuck with you.
For sure. Well deserved.
There was a little place by our high school
been called, on both ends of that.
Called the Italian Dog that was owned by a terrorist and
Bruce
Ed.
Ed was his name. Okay.
He was like, what can I make you to, you know what I mean? He probably had something to do with 9/11, but he I would go down there and shit all the time, you know what I mean? Like, that was like my hangout at school and shit. But yeah, if I ever had a poop in school, I guess a fun fact, I was working for Shirley one time. Hopefully you never do drugs, Waterboy Jr. And I was addicted to heroin, and I didn't have any, and I was going to shit my pants. So I went in under a pine tree and shit, and the pine tree didn't cover
anything. It just covered his head.
Yeah.
Have you seen the rest of his body?
And that old lady covered came over and started squirting my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what are you?
Like, what are you doing back there?
Yeah.
Like, leave the kid alone. He got the fucking bubble guts.
Yeah, I was like,
he's
went
fertilizing
through
this tree.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we didn't get any more work on that street.
You got people shitting under trees.
They did a shitty job.
Boys, it's Yosh. Hey, Big John. I'm a truck driver in the same city Kenny drives a bus. I got that same built-up anger. I'm not just some steering wheel hoarder. My trailer gets emptied by hand and dolly, brother. I love that I'm the underdog, because in the UFC, the underdog prevails a lot. So,
let's be honest, I don't like that I'm
And Kenny, I didn't think you were afraid of the North Side. I was just saying I ain't no schmuck from the suburbs.
Everyone from the North Side is a schmuck.
I hope your dick isn't getting too sore with the way these boys are stroking your freaking ego. Jeez!
Yeah, it was weird that Kenny, we had Kenny on this week, yeah. So we'll get Kenny, yeah. We'll go straight to Kenny.
I mean, you know, you don't have, just because you're from the North Side doesn't mean you're a schmuck. Wait, let me say this right. You don't have to be from the North Side to be a schmuck, but if you're from the North Side, you're probably a schmuck. He said he lived in Greenfield for 2 weeks, too. Is that...
Is that
enough time to give him credit? I'm going to ask you guys. I don't know.
It usually takes about 2 months.
Yeah. I would say 2 weeks ain't a lot. Fun fact, I never told you guys this before. True story. I was on the Greenfield Cougars for one practice.
What?
I swear to God, it might have even been the 95 year. Did you guys get new uniforms every year, or was that like a random thing?
Fuck no, we didn't get new uniforms.
I had a green uniform, green pants, and green shirt. I went to one practice, and they gave me a uniform.
Did it have the paw print on your thigh?
I don't know. I think it did. Yeah.
95.
It looked like a pit thing.
It was just the lettering. It was just the numbers.
I think it's a green field and yellow letters.
And then there was like yellow letters and numbers at the bottom.
It was like the most uncomfortable jersey.
They gave me a uniform, and I went to one practice, and then the second practice I went to come back. I didn't want to go to practice anymore. I wanted to play or something, and I cried, and my pap let me quit.
Do you remember the coach?
I got a uniform and everything.
Do you remember the coach?
So I'm just saying, if that counts, I got a practice in, so fuck your 2 weeks.
Wait, who was the coach? Because this is blowing my mind that you played.
I have no idea. I don't know. Some big dude with a beard or something. Probably smoking on a field.
Black dude or white dude?
A white dude. There was a black dude coaching the younger kids like across the way.
Yeah.
But I was in the, I think I was in the middle. I'm all 42. It would have been. It had to be the same team.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could have been the possibly the 95.
Shoot, Bobo.
Shoot's brother had a beard.
Goatee, but he didn't smoke.
But how old was he? I want to say this dude was like old, like a
you talking about Coach
age.
Gene?
Who, my cousin?
Gene had like a, he had some facial hair, right?
I mean, yeah, but he was fit. He didn't smoke or
nothing. Nah, he was fit.
Tim DeGore.
Tim was a maniac.
I just remember a bearded guy talking, like he talked to my pap, got me into practice. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I never played anything before, nothing. And then I had to leave like night swimming to come to the next practice.
This is fucking crazy, dude. I can't believe it.
I said one practice. What? I don't ever come up. You got to let it come up organically. You can't just force
the fuck
these stories.
Did you live in Polish
Hill? Polish Hill, yeah.
And
plus
your mom was
far.
Driving you all the way to fucking
My pap
green.
Was. He would have loved it. He would have loved it, yeah.
What, they ain't had no football teams in Polish Hill?
No, fuck no. There was like 10 of us. We're lucky we had a baseball team. We had like a pony league team for a year, I think. You know, we played in Bloomfield. Scoops Plus won a Little League 3 years in a row, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you left a major dynasty when you quit that team.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. I mean, imagine that. We could have been friends then.
Yeah.
Hey, Cody from Wexford. After all of the great responses to these possible... fight night. I'd like to say that I am in the medical field, and I'd be happy to lead the medical team get things rolling with that. Looking forward to it. I hope it somehow happens. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Cody. He's gonna be your cut guy. Yeah, like I mean, if we do it, it definitely that would be helpful to have someone there. Like,
so no one dies.
Yeah, like I mean. You know, I mean, if someone gets fucking knocked out or something.
Well, yours should be concussed for 2 months. <you know?
laughs> But I think
we gotta work and see if these lawyers work it out. Yosha's people have been talking to my people. We're trying to work out a deal and a venue, you know.
What up, boys? Eric from Port View. I gotta jump on the Kenny train, man. We gotta definitely talk about this Kenny and Yosh thing, man. Like,
see, he is right. I'd rather
riding
people
you,
be
Bubba.
Like you
I
do want to be the underdog.
We got to find out a little bit more about Yosh. We do. I mean, we know a little bit. We got to find out a little bit more. Honestly, man, I ain't trying to get too involved, but I don't think Yosh got that dog in him. Old Uncle Kenny.
Oh, shit.
Like, cuz I pulled up next to a Pat Buddy driving a truck and trailer, and them motherfuckers scare me. I pulled back and let him pass. Let him have the lane. Golly. But, boys, if I can, Z-Bird, question for you, brother. I know you've been doing a lot of shows and that. Like, how could or how does one of course, we'd reach out, get a hold of you, but, like, if we wanted to put a comedy show on, like, at a fire hall or something, like, how do we go about doing it, or what you do, or you could fill it in, you know, fill us in on, like, how to do that. I got some ideas brewing in the old melon up there. Boys, last week, killed it, hilarious. Do it to it. We'll see you next week. Once again, Team Kenny, bub. Let's ride.
Dude, so first, like, yeah, I'd love to do a comedy show, especially in the summer. I'm always looking to book as many places as possible. Reach out to us on social media if you have a Facebook. You know, my name's Mike Zidell, I'm easy to find, or Instagram, Greenfield's Finest Podcast, Twitter, Greenfield's Finest Podcast, anything like that. If you don't have those, call next time. Call in one more time if you don't have no, and I'll get a hold of you, and I'll give you my phone number. My phone number was up on the thing, and then people just started hitting me up for random shit. It just got to be crazy. I had, like, three dudes ask me to, like, borrow money. The one dude asked for a ride to fucking Altoona. It was just crazy. Like, I just, but some, and the weird thing is, some of it was good. One guy met, I hate to say, I forgot his name, met me at Kogo's and brought me down a thing of baseball cards and Pokemon games, and I ended up, like, selling and making a couple bucks. And some of the other calls were cool. And me and Gary got, like, a lot of shit in common. Like, crazy Gary, dude. Like, we, like, actually text back and forth now, you know? Some kind of, I don't hate it, but, like, too many people had my number, and it was my own stupid fault. But, yeah, I'd love to come to a show. And, yeah, like, that's, like, something Kenny kind of said. But bus drivers got to deal with the public, you know what I mean? And, like, you're constantly, I'm sure, you're getting in an argument every day. I rode buses for...
Well, you don't. That's why, you know, you got to be professional. So it kind of, like, you bury that shit deep down.
Compartmentalize.
You know, have you ever, like, lost your coal and, like...
I mean, not me, technically. You know, some other people might tell people to fuck themselves every once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you hear the same thing 100 times, like, oh, your pass just expired. Like, it's like, all of a sudden, that'll make you blow up.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, come on.
And, yeah, so...
Behind,
like,
the line. Whatever. Shut the fuck up. I don't care what your story is. Sit down. You're not fooling me. Quit telling me your story. You can't ride for free.
Dude,
shut the fuck up.
I used to, dude, my favorite thing getting on up, I used to sell my bus pass for crack and or heroin. But the methadone clinic would give us a free bus pass, and then I'd still end up selling it, and I'd have no way to the methadone clinic. And then I'd get on the bus every day, and I'd do the old fake pocket check, like,
yeah.
And you'd already be moving, and I'd be like, dude, I fucking forgot my bus. And you'd be like, what, 29 days in a row?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
what, then people go in like, I only got $2. Like, where else do you go in when it says $2.75 and you go in with $2?
Oh, fuck.
You know,
you.
I mean, it's the bus. Everybody does it. I'm like, I don't care. You're not getting over on me. It's not coming out of my pocket, but right. Like.
The best, when you start dropping change, like, real slow, the bus driver uses, just go.
Yeah,
go,
sometimes.
Go.
Sometimes you sit there and wait them out. Like, you feel stupid? Go ahead. You can wait the whole line behind you. It's your fault.
Yeah.
They all hate you.
Everyone's beeping behind you and shit.
I get paid every minute of overtime I'm late. So, you know, go ahead. Sometimes I got a podcast to get to, though. You got to hurry the fuck up.
Hey, what's up, bro? This is Gary from Hollywood. Anyways, you can tell that slapdick from Aliquippa to suck my dick up. Anyways, hey guys, Gary. Dude, that dude can suck my dick, first and foremost. Also, he's the worst type of black guy. Fake one. He's, he's fucking... anyways, hey Eminem. Your uncle got a fucking garage, your boxing gym, your brother dude, whoever the fuck it is. Nobody cares. Everybody brought on a jujitsu ring or some type of fucking gay roll around on a rough mustache mat. Hey, anyways... I'll meet you anywhere, anytime, any place. Meet you at your fucking house. I've got 15 years of base build up. I'm ready to just drop these loads on your face.
What the fuck was that?
Dude, so fucking Gary, I knew this was coming.
So Gary's calling out dude from Aliquippa.
Dude from Aliquippa, like, and I, like,
Dude said he was Golden Glove, didn't he?
I know the dude's not, like, I physically have met Al Quipa, dude. Gary's, like, insane and said he was Golden Gloves, too. So, like, I don't know. This could be, like, a great
Have you met Gary?
No, I just on the phone.
Like I have, like, a picture of him in my mind.
It's not what you think. I've seen a picture of him.
Is he normal size?
Yeah, he's normal size. He looks very normal.
It's just the way
I picture him be real small and real thin. Like, no, like he's, Joe like, a normal size dude. So, like, Gary's saying he was Golden Gloves. That dude was Golden Gloves. Like, I don't mean to say it like Gary dude was saying. Like, I believe Al Quipa, dude. I believe Gary. They're both Golden Gloves.
Me and Yosh just became the undercard. We got two real fighters.
Yeah. 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 I guess it's going to happen.
And then, so, yeah, we'll definitely, my man from Al Quipa, I'll tell you one thing. He ain't got no bitch in him. So, like, this is definitely going to go down.
You grew up in Al Quipa. You've been in a few fights.
Definitely throw some fuel on this fire, too.
Yeah.
What do you think, Yosh?
Yeah, so definitely call in next week. My man from Al Quipa, call in, please. We want to hear your response to Gary telling you to suck his dick up.
Someone's going to get hurt.
Boys, Kenny, first of all, Jack, you said Yosh in Zillianople training like Rocky. First of all, if anyone in this situation is going to be Rocky, it's me. I'm Kenny from Polish Hill. I'm a proud Polak, but I'm also just as Italian as I am Polish. I'll be damned if I'm not going to be Rocky Balboa in this situation. I can cook. I can make the best pierogi you ever had, or I can cook the best sauce and meatballs you ever had. I'm that good. So I'll be damned if I'm Rocky. Plus, if I'm not Rocky. Plus, Zillianople might as well be fucking Russia.
That means Russia's Drago.
I can run up the city steps here in Polish Hill. There even talk of a fucking Kenny statue going to the top of the steps. Yeah, I want recreation here in Polish Hill, so I'll be damned if I ain't rocking that fucking situation. I had a whole other voicemail to talk about. I don't know. That's all. Maybe next week.
Thanks, Kenny.
Kenny. Good call, Kenny.
And even again, everyone's talking about me being a favorite. This is like Rocky.
You don't like it.
He was stealing Opal, makes him Drago. That's Rocky IV, which ended the Cold War, by the way. We all know that.
Yeah.
And now I'm the favorite, so I'm like Rocky, and he's the underdog. He's like Clubber Lang, you know? Jack's talked about filming me training and shit, you know, get me out in a fucking fancy gym like and shit. I got to get back to the basement.
You look like Tyson Fury as it is, though.
You definitely do. 100%. So, yeah. So, dude, we don't know. Like, I
wish I didn't like Yosh.
Yosh.
You know, he ain't done nothing to make me dislike him. That's right.
It's all in fun. And it'll happen. It'll still be a good time. It ain't like you dudes are going to stab each other. And we'll have a medical medical person there.
That's going to be on the Patreon.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried for Gary. This smoke coming back next week.
Well, dude, here's the thing. Like, I'm excited to hear what Al Quipa says about Gary. Like, because he's going to fire back 1,000%. Al Quipa doesn't.
I don't feel like he's going to go for humor.
No. He ain't gonna call in and be like, "Hey, I was just listening. I got a good one from Gary." I feel like
he might try to fight him outside the podcast.
Yeah. He's gonna feed you your Al Quipa, motherfucker.
Like, I'll meet you anywhere, anytime.
He's gonna message me and be like, "What's Gary's number?"
Yeah.
You said he's your friend. I need to find this motherfucker.
Yeah, but I'm friends with Al Quipa too. So, like, you know, I mean, they're both my boys. So. But, that's all we got, Eagle Tits. So, everybody, I just got to give a big shout-out to everyone who calls in with the voicemails. I can't tell you how much we appreciate, man. We love the voicemails. We love this whole idea of the fights and everything. This is great. Keep it going, please, please, please. The voicemail number is 412-438-8358. That's 412-438-8358. And then a big shout-out to Big Dick Tier member, Richard White. Richard White, welcome aboard. You and your big old Dick Tier. We really appreciate the support on Patreon. We've been picking up people. And like I said, we get to 100. We're at 72 right now.
Can't wait till everyone sees that tattoo.
Six of those are free members.
Yeah, you gotta be paid. Yeah, you gotta be paid, but you're getting closer to Larry taking off his shirt, and then you're gonna see his tits.
Winged and nips. What is it? Winged and nips, right?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, Eagle Tits here. Time for your favorite part of the show, the ads. Our sponsors help keep the show going, so if anybody that we talk about interests you, please go show them support. All right, let's get into this. Located in the heart of Pittsburgh's South Side, 12 Whiskey Barbecue features 100 bottle craft beers and 28 drafts from local and indie brewers. Their kitchen's open late and they have a crazy good menu. On top of that, they have events at the bar as well as offer catering. Birthdays, weddings, business events, and more, they've got you covered. Check them out at 12pgh.com or visit them at 1222 East Carson Street. That's TWELVEPGH.com. Primetime Appliance. You've heard us talk about them before. Their company puts the customer first. They're punctual and they take their time to get the job done right the first time. Cooktop repair, dishwasher repair, dryer repair, electric appliance repair, freezer repair, gas appliance repair, refrigerator repair, washer repair. I could go on all day. Have an emergency? Call them at 412-896-1395 or visit them at primetimeappliance.com. Do you love hot sauce? Do you love the city of Pittsburgh? Then why not try a sauce made right here in the city? That's right, I'm talking about Artie's Hot Sauce. Our buddy Artie currently has 7 sauces available. He has Arbol and Sandy, Habanera Island, Teriyaki Thai, Pizza Shop, Sweet Jalapeno, Hoppin' Jalapeno, Triple Pepper Fret, and Hot and Sour Serrano. All crafted with no artificial flavors, with hand-picked selections of chili peppers that guarantee an unforgettable culinary adventure. What are you waiting for? Visit artieshotsauce.com. A-R-T-I-E-S hotsauce.com. Nothing beats a local neighborhood butcher. Locally sourced, pasture-raised, nose-to-tail meats, they connect the farmer to provide customers with the best beef, lamb, chicken, and pork that Western Pennsylvania has to offer. The craft of whole animal butchery requires respect for both the animal and the customer. Come see the difference that makes. Visit them at 5151 Butler Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15201, or check out their website at fatbutcher.com. Let's talk Carlson & Associates Real Estate Services. Located in Pittsburgh's South Side, they specialize in all aspects of real estate business, including residential and commercial sales, residential and commercial leasing, multifamily investment, historic buildings, and development in and around the city. Have a question about home buying, selling, or rentals? Give them a call at 412-431-1718 or visit them at casouthside.com. That's casouthside.com.
We got some new sponsors to this show. Welcome, Matt Rosato, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Matt. He does everything from simple handyman tasks all the way to kitchen and bathroom full remodels, full room renovations, decks, big old decks, the whole nine. He has a buddy named Ryan, and if you mention Greenfield's Finest Podcast, you get 10% off, and they renovate with confidence and trust at Ram Remodeling at 412-225-7321. That's 412-225-7321, and get rammed.
I was gonna say, yeah, you like have to.
Yeah, who's ready to get rammed? Yeah, Spearmint Rhino guys, we got the Cage Rage coming up March 30th. If you want to come, get on the guest list. All you got to do is DM Greenfield's Finest Podcast or on Facebook, DM Mike Zidell or Greenfield's Finest Podcast. Let me know you want to come. We're allowed to bring pretty much as many people as we want. You get in for free. You have to be there before midnight. That's the rule. There's no way around that. It's $25 admission, but if you come in on the guest list, it's free. Zano's on Monday, it's Wing Ding Night. Dollar wings from 6:30 to 9:30. Wednesday, taco night, which we've already talked about, is $1.50 tacos from 7 to 10. Friday, April 5th, karaoke is back from 8 to 12 with motherfucking DJ Holland. And then 4:20, DJ Holland will be in the building cranking out all your favorite hits from 8 till midnight. Happy hour every day from 4 to 6, half off select appetizers, and 50 cents off every draft. Go down to Zano's Papa's. 3, 2,
come on, that's 1. Good material.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenfield Smash Podcast. We're about to jump into Corn Dick of the Week. Angry John, who be corn dicking?
All right, a scientist confirmed people can smell when it's going to rain. Is this really what we have scientists for?
Yeah, what the fuck was... I fucking read this article that got sent to me, and I'm like, I've heard this my whole life. People have said it. I remember, rest in peace, a kid from Greenfield, real good dude, Mike Janeski, used to always say this when I was a kid, and I thought he was make it, but people can. They're like,
I can
yeah,
smell definitely.
It. You, yeah,
or see the sky turn dark
or,
and gray.
Or you feel it. Right. You can, like, right. feel when it's going to
smell. Yeah, like moisture. It smells like gray. It's a good smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a funny story about that. Like, when me and Addie.
I was going to say.
When me and Addie, my girlfriend Addie, first started dating, we were probably like dating for like a month. And we're driving on, getting ready to go over to Homestead High Level Bridge, going back over to Homestead Munhole. And the sky was literally black and there was lightning. And she was like, I get this weird feeling sometimes and I can just tell it's going to rain. I was like, oh my God, are you fucking serious?
You
was
must be a psychic.
Was it the fucking lightning bolts or the fucking 90 mile an hour wind or the 70-year-old lady that just flew across the fucking bridge? Like, are you serious? You can tell when it's going to rain when you see clouds?
Right, well, the street lights are on and it's 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Honey, you got a gift.
Did you just hear that Wizard of Oz music?
Yeah.
And the tornado's coming.
Yeah. We might fucking hear that tonight, they said.
Dude, I like
it. I just got an update. Said a tornado watch for West Mifflin.
Oh, sweet. I wish scientists could, like, maybe figure out how to get hair to grow on the back top of your head.
No dude. Shit, Joe. I'm with you.
And that's
what do they do?
Yeah.
Is there no research money?
Let's prove stuff that everyone knows already.
Yeah, he's funding
and nothing
this
that nobody
fucking
needs.
Research.
This
you know
is
what
why
I mean?
They're, yeah, 100%.
We are paying taxes.
I'm going bald. John's going bald. Kenny's bald. Eagle Tits is bald. Shirley's the only fucking dude with hair here.
Yeah, wearing
so
a hat.
Four
wearing
out of
a hat like a
so
jerk.
I just did a study, and 80% of men are bald or going bald. Why don't we focus more attention on that? Like, I could ask fucking Jeff Smiley in the morning, and he's going to be like, it going to rain. You right. know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what else is fucked up, too? The gene that causes baldness is the same gene that causes, like, a hairy back. So
really?
You've got a hairy back and a bald head, or vice versa, a lot of the time. Like,
really?
You guys have done no hair on the body, beautiful forehead of hair.
I swear, the one thing I've been fortunate, I never had a hair on my back, unlike my mother. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Mom. I shouldn't have said
it.
She'll be fucking, I'll be fucking getting a voice, a call at 3 in the morning waking me up tonight, or tomorrow night, you know, telling me what a piece of shit I am. But no, my mom don't have a hairy back. If she does, I don't know. I never seen it.
All right. Drug-addicted lab rats released in Connecticut and are apparently dope sick. Upwards of 172 mice, rats, and salamanders believed to have been used for FDA approval for new painkillers.
What? Like, here's the thing. Who's the asshole that released them?
Yeah, what happened to the good old days when you just used to kill the rats when you were
right,
down?
Yeah, now they're suffering. They got the shakes.
Dude, that's what liberal fucking...
Well, they said, like, the only reason they found out
politically
is...
correct
there's
bullshit.
Literally, they found a bunch of, like... You know, rodents and salamanders just like laying around, like they were heroin addicts. Like you can't move.
Yeah, they got diarrhea. They're all chills.
The one salamander
they
was trying
like mini methadonia.
Yeah, the one salamander. They wanted to see what they do. Like if they form up with like and they start sucking each other's dick to try to get painkillers. I don't know, but I'm like, what kind of fucking ass? I mean, that's cruel punishment. Get a salamander addicted to heroin,
and then just cold turkey him.
Yeah, little fellas just like all green walk around.
Thought he had the life, getting high whenever he wanted for free, and then they just release him into
like
the wild.
Like, them mice, they always, remember them, like, back in the 80s, they had them commercials, like, look how addictive cocaine is, and the mice would just keep
hitting that button.
I don't blame them. You know what I mean? It was good. I did the same thing. I called this guy all night. I'm like, I was like a mouse hitting that
usually
thing.
Usually you got to hit 9 buttons to get that motherfucker.
Are you up? You still up? What do you mean at 6 in the morning you're sleepy? Come on, dude.
What coke dealer are you?
Yeah, you piece of shit. And it was like, no, I don't have any money. You know what I mean? We mean, dude, my favorite would always be like, yeah, I'm good, I'll be over. And a dude would give it to me. I'm like, dude, I swear to God, I'm getting a check tomorrow and just start to take off. But yeah, I'm good. And then avoid them for 3 months.
All the rats are breaking into CVS.
Yeah, dude.
Then you got to avoid them till the next paycheck. And then you go like, fuck, I got to pay for that last shit. And then I got to get this other shit. And it's not going to be enough shit.
If anyone sees any dope sick salamanders or anything,
let's squash them.
Yeah, put them out of their misery.
Take them to the methadone.
Or throw us a boxing at them. Let them fight over it.
Give them a sublingual.
Yeah.
All right, new TikTok challenge is taking handicap spots. What the F is going on? Old man smashed window of a Hyundai Elantra and was videotaped because his wife had MS. Had to park far away at a Kroger's in Wisconsin. The phone has since been confiscated and no charges have been filed.
I love
fair.
That.
It's fair.
He busted the window because someone parked in a handicap?
So what happened was these kids were filming the reaction of older people coming up and like being like, yeah, you know, cause they were like standing there with like on purpose. They wanted people to
see.
Looking for confrontation.
Yeah.
So funny. Dude, that's just rotten.
A you know, like I have friends with MS. You know what I mean? It's harder to like the older you get, the harder it is to get around. And like fucking, your wife has MS, and you got a you're parked in the front. Now they got to go in the back, and these dudes are sitting there laughing at you. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And he smashed the window. Good for him.
They should have smashed one of their faces.
I was just gonna say
they ran. Yeah. I seen the video.
They should have sucker punched one.
They ran, but because the dude he had like something in his hand, and he fucking just I can't. You know they have like those islands with the rhinestones
in
them, like a river rock.
River rock.
Yeah.
He smashed it with a fucking river rock. They videotaped it, and then like it went on to say like the kids like tried to get him in trouble, and the police like confiscated their phone, and then you're not found charged.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That video got erased. Do you believe that? We have no fucking recollection of this whole ordeal.
I'm a big fan of Wisconsin now.
Yeah.
I like.
Cops are like, yeah. So.
Right. Right. They're like, you got a busted headlight too, and it's fucking like in Porky's.
Porky's.
Fucking tuned them up. Porky's might be the fucking most underrated movie ever.
What was that last week? They were punching the girls looking on their phone and shit.
I seen another video.
Yeah, I could kind of. I mean, that's fucked up too. But I could kind of see the humor.
I
kind of
laugh at that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, people with MS, that ain't right.
Yeah, you got an old lady with MS. It's different than a young chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't punch her.
Don't punch her.
What are you, an animal?
Yeah. You gotta make sure between 20 and 25 if you're gonna punch her.
Yeah. Able body.
They can take a. They can take a punch.
Right.
Alrighty, LSU coach didn't realize they were doing the national anthem. During that period of time, has been coaching since 1985.
Yeah, so LSU yesterday did come out for a national anthem. This is nothing, you know, people sometimes protest or whatever. Just say you're protesting. You know what I mean? Like,
don't play stupid.
I think that's been their policy for a long time, though.
That they, okay.
They never come out.
They don't.
Well, that makes sense a little bit.
Okay, well, then they're not.
So what's the story then?
I seen with the same thing you did.
Yeah, they didn't say
they
that.
They made him seem like they walked off the court.
Yes.
After warm-ups, they go in the locker room.
And just to get.
Which you should be out ready for a game. Yeah. But that's probably their bullshit way of just avoiding it.
Avoiding the conflict of like we're standing, we're kneeling, we're doing it. We're right.
Yeah, but the way it was presented in the article I read, it seemed like
he did it on purpose and he was stupid. And he tried to say we didn't know they were doing it.
Right.
One thing though about shit like that, like with articles and things, they try to get us to fight with each other.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They want the left and the right, the white and the black, the men and the, they want us to fucking hate each other. And so they meanwhile, this article was like they've been doing it forever. It was not like John just said.
I just read a couple comments because I'm like, this is the same old bullshit. Did they really walk out of the national anthem? And the one dude who must be like an LSU fan watches every game. He's like, dude, they do this every game.
Yeah. So that makes me mad. And they also
they could have been doing it long before Kaepernick.
Right.
Or you know, some of them teams, they were like, just to avoid all this bullshit
controversy,
we're just going to be inside.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of pussy shit too. But at least it's consistent and not a new story. Right.
Yeah, was that me and you talk about that lunchtime the other day about how like so many percent of websites that promote media like that are like Russian bots.
There's Russian bots and there's Chinese bots. Well,
they just want us to fight with each other.
Yeah, because you're too busy worried about fucking some stupid shit like that than the real issues of the fucking world.
Right, they want an
ignorant public.
But then there's the internet anymore where I'm like, I don't even know what to believe.
Right.
It's hard these days.
Dude, I don't even know what the hell is real. Like, is Puff Diddy, is he going to jail? Is he not going to jail?
Is Jay-Z going with him?
Jay-Z,
Diddy,
I don't even know why his name's in it. They didn't really bring it out against
him. No, and that's the thing.
Is Diddy like Epstein where he got dirt on everybody?
Well, what happened? We'll talk about this. So Jay-Z every year has this thing. It's called, I think it's like a brunch for black men, and they get together, and it's like supposed to be like a positive thing. Well, he canceled it this year because he wanted to distance himself from P. Diddy. He didn't want to not invite P. Diddy, so he just, canceled the whole thing. Then Beyonce, after, she recently won that award, he had an after party. Didn't invite P. Diddy. P. Diddy got fucking pissed at him. It's like, I can't believe you're ending our friendship, blah, blah, blah. And they got, major beef.
So there's major beef. But I guess what Diddy was about.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been hearing rumors since freaking the 90s about P. Diddy.
I didn't. I really didn't.
Remember, Tupac said that. He said, you know, when's your sweet ass going to come out of the closet?
That
up.
But see, that was a thing back in, you're right. So they did say that, but then, Back then, that was like a shit talking thing.
Yeah, not like there's visual evidence of him having sex with men.
That's because there wasn't that many phones back then.
Yeah.
Well, he recorded it all, so it's like he got dirt on anybody who was doing anything.
Right. And that, yeah.
Is this dirt coming
out? They said there's cameras in every room of his house.
Yeah. Like politicians.
But like he's out in Miami. They showed him out in Miami, like dancing around his house being all goofy.
Yeah. They said, yeah, and his lawyer came out and said it was excessive, blah, blah. So like, or, you know, I mean, you see, everyone's seen what happened. Epstein went to jail and then decided to kill himself.
All right, so we got brother in arms. Dude claiming to be Jesus broke into Pizza Hut and called the cops on himself.
Yeah, Larry, you got that video?
Yep.
You think Jesus really eats a Pizza Hut?
No. Well, it was Friday, Good Friday, so no, he wouldn't have got pepperoni.
Wait, good man. Yeah, thin crust cheese.
Let's see. Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to earth.
All right, and so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
He's What's your Jesus last name, Nazareth.
Jesus? Jesus of Nazareth.
Christ.
Okay, and what do you look like?
Your Savior.
I look like Jesus. What else do I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want. We're tired of Judas's on this earth. We're going to clean this earth up. So what
One
do you up to,
man?
Where do you live at?
I don't. I'm from heaven.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And did you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
Jesus is a legend.
Gotta have a Mountain Dew.
That's why he had to be in brother in arms.
He was like, yeah, it was a code red.
Here's to you, Jesus.
I love the Mountain Dew is the best part. And he said, "What's your last name?" He said, "Christ, dude."
If he would have said of Nazareth, what do you even think?
If he would have said, "Where do you live?" He would have said Bethlehem. I would have fucking lost.
This is like a serendipity or whatever. I ain't had a Mountain Dew in years. Look at this.
Are you Jesus?
Jesus talked to me. Yeah. They're putting up a new Pizza Hut down by the garage here, too.
Are they?
Yeah, it's on Fifth Avenue, right past East Liberty Garage.
Oh, wait till Jesus finds out about that.
They're putting a new Pizza Hut in East Liberty?
It says Pizza Hut, and it looks like something.
Dude, there used to be one there for years, dude.
Well, on Rosado Boulevard.
Yeah, the Rosado family spent.
I've had a lot
tons of nights there.
Was it an inside
we would
one?
Do the lunch buffet.
Yeah, we'll go sit down.
The lunch buffet, like over by Triple A on Bomb Boulevard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's that fucking paint store now.
Yeah,
it's like a Sherman Williams.
Sherman Williams, yeah.
I'm excited. It's a damn shame.
It looks like a storefront, though. It doesn't look
just delivery.
Yeah. McKnight Road had a good Pizza Hut, too.
There's one in Breezewood. When I go to Ocean City, we always stop there.
You hype that one
dude,
up.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah.
It's clean. Everything tastes, you know, as it should.
My favorite Pizza Hut was the old one up by Century 3 Mall.
Lincoln Place one.
No, the Century 3 Mall
I went there. That one still might be open, dude. That one in there... when I went in there, the booths haven't been changed since 81.
They still got the cups.
They were
going
all
last
cracked
forever.
And shit.
Oh, really?
They had seven up
I gave the lady
the
like a just a normal tip, and she came up and thanked me like I just like gave
just
her a million
mortgage.
Oh, dude.
There ain't too many 10% or 20% or
them. She was like, Jesus just came in here. He didn't even leave a damn tip. He just broke the door and stole Mountain Dew.
He said he's going to forgive my sins.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Golfers in Idaho arrested for smoking weed on golf course.
Can't
do nothing no more.
So, dude, in fucking Idaho, these like two dudes were just like smoking weed. Other golfers started bitching. Literally, the police
pulled a car.
Yeah, the police
that's worse
went
than smoking
that's
weed
fucking up
on
the greens, man.
On the course, the police like literally came like you're under arrest. Like Idaho, fucking or, like what century are they in, dude? Like I thought everything was like legal now.
What happened to minding your own fucking business?
Right, like
dude, golf course dudes are drinking, doing whatever to get you through the round.
It's a golf course.
You've got dudes like blasting music off their frigging thing. Yeah, you know,
if you're out there doing T bumps, and then maybe you can do something.
Yeah, mind
you
know, your own fucking business,
tell
him,
hey,
pal.
Don't do that here.
Dude, you skipped the one story.
Which one did I skip?
Chick
thought Peeping Tom was hot and wanted to bang him. She held him captive and called him Peeping Bay.
Yeah, you got that video, Larry?
She raped this dude.
No, you'll see. This chick,
Those are going to start becoming peeping Toms now.
Tom peeped the wrong window.
Listen to this shit.
Show you a pervert.
Neighborhood been talking about the peeping Tom for like 2 months now, but I ain't never seen him, so I thought the story was a myth. He never came to my house until today. And then I almost went to jail for it. Because when he came to my window, I was just laying down. When he came to my window, I thought it was my boyfriend coming back, but it was him. So when I had opened up the blinds, I'm like, and then I got a little scared, but he looked so good. Like, y'all, that's why I say his name need to be Peepin' Bae. He looks so good. I had opened up the window, and I'm like, what's up? Like, what you got going? What you trying to see? The man ran. So what did I do? Because you at my house in my yard on my property? I went and got my Glock, followed behind him. I ain't know if I could say it online. This live.
Yes.
Good. But I went and ran behind the man. I wasn't playing with him, and I made him come back in the house. Show me what you trying to do. Like, why you look at the windows? You found the right person today. Show me your reason for doing it. Give me something. The man's so fire, I couldn't think straight. I ain't never in my life had a man come peek through my window. I love it so bad. Then he ended up calling the police on me with his Apple Watch.
She's like,
how you calling the police
buster
on me for kidnapping you when you was the one looking through my window? You just brought me a gift. It's been months. It ain't really been months because my boyfriend, we broke up months ago, and I'm just trying to act like I've been celibate, but I'm not. It's been a couple of weeks. But anyways, like, yeah, I was excited. And the police officer, they was going to lock me up for kidnapping until they heard the story.
Dude, I mean, this is fucking great.
Dude, you can't make that up.
No.
You know what I mean?
She called him Peepin' Bae.
She was like, oh, he just looks so good. She was like, I held him at gunpoint, made him eat this pussy.
Yeah. He definitely greased the root.
He had to. That was the life or death situation.
I never had an old George McFly up in the tree.
Yeah, that old creep.
He just fell, hit his head, and ended up getting married. That fucking pervert.
That worked out for him, too.
Yeah,
he was kind of lesson we teach everybody.
Yeah. If you ain't doing
that. They need that Married with Children episode lesson where Peg wanted to peep and Tom to peep on her, and Al tried to do it, and then they set him on fire.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the one they need to show.
You know what's funny, dude? Imagine being this fucking broad's boyfriend. You see her on the news. Like, I mean, he was so fine, though. Or, like, what the fuck? I just left.
Or when she said, me and my boyfriend broke up 3 months ago, but I'm supposed to be celibate, but I fucked like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Right. I'll be fucking a peeping Tom.
Like, she's trying to fuck dudes.
Yeah,
like,
the peeping Tom, though, she's like, yeah, what's up? Like,
yeah, I'm kind of like, the peeping Tom's a corn dick.
There's going to be guys that ain't scared of pussy that are going up and knocking on their window like, hey, I look as good as peeping Tom, but what's
she's
up?
She's going to have so many people knocking on her window.
There's going to be a line around the block.
She wasn't like terrible. You
that's
know what,
I mean? There'd be dudes would be knocking like, yeah, you could take me hostage.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I just like peeping Bae. I was like, dude's looking at me through my window. I didn't realize.
She was like, what you got, motherfucker?
Yeah. Dude, that was fucking
great. She was like, come on, bring that little limp dick over here.
Dude gambling on sports to support his 6 kids have a foolproof betting system betting on transgenders in sports. That's brilliant.
Dude, so that dude went in front of fucking like a town hall Congress thing and was like, he's like, you need to make gambling legal in this state so I could support my 6 illegitimate children. And then he went on to say, like, I got a foolproof system, and everyone's like, okay, dude. He's like, I want a shit ton of money on that dude that swims with the women.
He was like, man, I made it. He's like, I cleaned up betting on Leah Thomas's big ass.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, this is a fucking.
And then he said, every college team he bets on, he said, I go for the blackest team that I can fucking find.
He said, the sweeter the berry.
The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And he was like, the better the jump shot.
Yeah.
Dude, that dude was great.
He was fucking great. Like, I don't know if he was running a bit or like he was like dead serious, but either way, it was fucking great.
So I got 6 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls, and 2. So it's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
He was like, man, he's like, you guys can make money too. Seriously.
All right. I didn't see the video.
It's fucking great.
Steele called Dana White Joe Rogan after a 2-hour podcast. Thought it was Joe the whole time. This was awkward.
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
Joe Rogan, Dana White. What's Dana White's dream?
What a buffoon. Did you just think I was Joe Rogan?
I totally did.
She just called me fucking Joe Rogan. You thought I was fucking Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I thought you were Joe Rogan.
I was
Rogan.
Bald
no.
before Joe was ever born.
I
just did a 2-hour fucking
guy.
Podcast. I flew here from Vegas, and she
Jesus.
Thought she was interviewing Joe Rogan.
That That's fucking great. That's
good. Is he shit. Wearing socks?
To be honest, hey, did you ever get that there, Kenny?
Joe Rogan? No.
Dana White? Yeah.
Tyson Fury? Dana White? It could be all of the above.
I mean, I fucking felt bad for it because she was like, fuck,
she
dude.
Did seem...
She seemed like, I don't know if she really thought it was Joe Rogan the whole
time. Maybe had been talking about him before, and she just slipped. She was like, yeah, I
she was like, all you white guys look
that's
alike
exactly
to me.
But they fucking, like, I mean, they're built similar.
No, they do. I mean, you know, they're both like meathead looking white
but
dudes,
if you're,
bald head.
If you're Dana White, you're like.
It's a hell of a look.
He recently came out and said, I hate doing podcasts. He went and did her podcast, and then he called him Joe Rogan at the end. He's like, they didn't even fucking want me here. They want Joe Rogan.
He's that fucking been here for 2 hours. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Small town in Arkansas refuses to let Hooters be a booster for high school after male students allegedly got drunk there and had sex with waitress. All students involved are over 18.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy to me. Like
that's like a movie right there.
Right. And I'm dude, my whole thing was like, you're a small town in Arkansas. It was on Reddit. Like, let the fucking take any money you can get. It's the poorest state in America. If Hooters is buying you guys jerseys, fucking take them.
Right. A fundraiser is a fundraiser.
Right. If a big waitress at Hooters wants dick down in Arkansas, what are they called down there? The hogs,
the razor
back. Yeah, they all got hairy backs.
Should be called the cock blockers. No,
yeah. So I mean, dude, dudes are get props.
That's a big win for an 8-year-old to take down a Hooters
fuck
chick.
Yeah, dude.
Depending on what I mean,
it doesn't even matter.
God, it's gonna be a big win for a 42-year-old. What are you talking about?
I'm 18. Saying. You're 18, dude.
No,
it doesn't
high school.
Matter.
I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah, dude, high school. You're the legend.
The thing,
no doubt about it.
In Arkansas, you might have dudes that are like 30 in high school.
Yeah,
I mean,
they said above 18. They didn't say 18.
Fucking barnyard animals.
Every student.
I knew my third senior year was going to work out nice, honey. Yeah.
As they went down Hooters, you had to go a 12-pack, you know what I mean? Voted.
Yeah, the son was down there like, Dad, what are you doing at Hooters? He said, I told you, I go out of study hall third period.
Yeah. Who the hell else is going to go buy bullets for this gun? He's like, I got to wash dishes down there. I may as well fuck the waitress.
He's like, I had to bang that lady I was peeping on the other day. You believe that?
Yeah. They didn't show the chick they banged. I just visualized it was a biggin.
Oh, yeah. She's a pig.
Like one that stretched out them
you
orange
think
shorts.
They went out for the weakest lady?
Yeah. Like them orange shorts.
I mean, they just did tell the story. It's the Hooters waitress. They didn't show the picture.
Yeah. Where's the picture?
Yeah.
I guarantee you them shorts are like a fucking homeless man's tarp. You know what I mean? Like like Tent City. They're just, it's just a biggin who was just, you know what I mean?
The thread count's being stretched.
With the head waitress.
With grease on her shirt. Fucking some wing sauce on her tits.
Yeah. I mean, they had to be giving it to her good, though. She was willing to sponsor the fucking team.
Well, she was just
earning that shit.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm buying everybody kids for the basketball team.
Yeah, so that was a small, good for Hooters, bad for small town Arkansas.
Man from Germany marries half sister after they took the DNA test. They were 75 years old. At what point?
At that point,
who cares?
Right. So, like, for the dude,
why would they take a DNA test at 75?
Because they start that blood test, right?
Well, no.
Did you get married?
Yeah. They weren't married. They didn't get married.
I don't know.
Did you ever get one?
No, we don't have to get one.
They didn't get married until they were 75. They were both widows in a little town.
No, I quit that years ago.
Right? They were both widows in a little town in Germany. And, like, they got married. They were, like, going to get married. And, like, somehow, some way, they end up, like, finding out they were half brother.
They invited everybody to the wedding, and it was just one side of the family.
Well, was just the same side. Wait, nobody's on the other side.
Yeah, right? Why is everybody on both of our
sides? That's my side. That's my side.
If you're like 75, like fuck it. You know what I mean? At that point,
you ain't procreating.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about the retarded kids. Clearly, your parents didn't.
That's true, though. What do you got to lose?
Dude, I'm ready to just get a DNA test. Always seems like somebody finds out something crazy every time they get one.
Yeah, I wish I was
That's the bad side of that 23andMe and something.
I need like a 46 in me to find out who the fuck my dad is. No fucking clue.
He said a 46.
Rosato & Sons Landscaping. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. They offer landscaping, pressure washing, snow removal, gardening, lawn maintenance, sod lawns, complete insulation, shrub maintenance, retaining walls, complete spraying services, and more. They put in the work so you don't have to. Transform your yard today and call Rosato & Sons Landscaping at 412-521-9045. Tell them Z-Bird sent you and get a special discount. Need to move? Call Miracle Movers, 412-419-2620. They're a team of experienced and professional movers dedicated to providing clients with the best possible service. They will work with you to create a custom moving plan that fits your specific needs and budget. They're also fully bonded and insured. So give Miracle Movers a call, 412-419-2620. Having electrical problems? Don't know where to turn? Call Vance Hall at Plug Electric, 412-298-6770. 412-298-6770. That's Vance Hall at Plug Electric. Car problems suck, especially if the problem is too big for you to fix yourself. You don't know where to take your car and you don't know who to trust. Well, let me talk to you about Meineke Car Care, located at 4103 Kennywood Boulevard, West Mifflin. Oil changes, brakes, maintenance, pretty much anything you need is in their wheelhouse. So if you need a hand making your car problems suck less, call Meineke Car Care Center, 412-451-8968. Ask for Arthur, 412-451-8968. Bath Factory and Windows, you dream it, they build it. 412-951-3939. From your bathroom to your windows, transform your home with Bath Factory and Windows. You can also find them at bathfactoryandwindows.com. 412-951-3939. 412-951-3939. Are your steps and sidewalks starting to crack? Do you miss it when they actually look nice and clean? Call Giuseppe and Sons. They handle repairs and replacements. 412-421-6711. These are the guys you can trust to help you with all your masonry work in the Pittsburgh area. That's Giuseppe and Sons. 412-421-6711.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenville Science Podcast. We're about to jump into what's grinding our gears. John, what's grinding them gears?
Johanna. Been grinding. Dude, so we're going to dye eggs on Saturday. She gets like 4 dozen eggs, boils them up.
Jesus, that's a lot of eggs.
It's a lot of eggs. You'd think you'd have a lot of coloring. She, like, didn't pick up a thing from the giant eagle. She, like, did all this, because Easter's the new Christmas.
Yep.
Go out, get the girls, they got to get their outfits, you got to get this, you got to get the, you know, whatever. Buys everything except, like,
the dye.
Dye.
So what'd you do?
Food coloring. There was like 4 cups of food coloring.
You've just been eating fucking hard-boiled eggs for the past 3 days.
Yeah, I get the, you know.
Them farts, them hard-boiled egg farts or something else.
Yeah, dude, I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, she right. Got
4 dozen.
Dude, they're in the front
eggs
of every store, them paws things.
Yeah.
You know, they got them little, like, we, yeah, like all the, you put the, like a little outfit design on the eggs. Yeah. Have a little fun with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 3 colors and a wax pencil.
She did right on it with a crayon.
Got one of them ones. It turns the egg and you just have markers. You can, like, design it like that.
Yeah.
Oh, what, I mean, there are two. So high it was, class, like, nice. They weren't going to fuck with dye. They would have spilled it all over.
Yeah.
You know, that was the best thing to do. And she did 4 eggs.
Yeah.
2 for each, that's it. Like, we did
I can't eat that many eggs.
Yeah.
You know right what I mean?
That's a lot of fucking eggs. I got a million. Eggs. I should have brought some in.
Yeah, Joe's passing out hard
boiled eggs. Nobody will eat them either.
Cool Hand Luke fucking challenge.
Yeah, yeah, right? Eat 3 dozen.
That's all I got.
Dr. Scholes, what's grinding them gears?
This one is not even me. This is actually Rose's gear grinding. So, like you said, Easter's like the new Christmas and everything, right? Never crossed my mind that I was, like, supposed to get something for my fucking wife. Like, what, am I going to hide your basket, too? What are you talking about?
Oh, no. I mean, the kids
you
are
get
one
what
thing. Come
no, no,
on.
No. So, you know, the girls do their thing, and, like, I could see the glimmer of disappointment in her eyes. You know what I mean? Like, what's up? She's like, you didn't get me a Cadbury egg, nothing. I'm like, I'm sorry, Rosa, you're 42 years old. I didn't realize I had to fucking buy a Cadbury egg for you.
She wanted some Easter.
She was like, no jelly beans, there ain't nothing. Like, the rest of the day, she had like a chip on her shoulder.
Steal your kids' candy.
Yeah, right. You bought it. Buy the shit you like.
Be an adult.
Yeah.
Steal the kids' candy.
Oh, dude, she had a chip on her shoulder.
I still got
the rest
Halloween
of fucking
candy at my
She wanted Easter nog.
That's what I said. I was like, there's
Easter
fucking
egg
eggs in there. Dude. Rosa and the nog. That's
Is
another.
She off the nog?
Dude, that's
you know,
all
would make
she
more
does
sense for Easter.
Or she show nog, nog, nog,
egg
nog on heaven's door.
Would make more sense.
Yeah, right. She quit everything else. That's all she got left is nog and Cadbury eggs, dude. Cadbury eggs, like, filled with nog. You know what I mean?
It is, dude. Cadbury eggs are fucking
both gross.
They're gross.
Both gross. And Rosa was so mad. I was like, I don't even think they make Cadbury eggs anymore.
Yeah, I ain't seen that commercial in years.
With a little bunny.
That bunny.
Yeah.
With the lion at the bunny ears. Yeah. But she was furious. I'm like, please tell me you're fucking joking. Oh. And then she got me on fucking Rose's favorite day of the year is April Fool's Day. She loves the fucking.
She got you.
Oh, dude, she had me furious.
Did she have someone call and say she was in an accident?
Yeah, and I left her. No, she got me good, dude. Something about fucking
money in my checking account. I'm like, motherfucker, I just put fucking money in here. What are you talking about? And I'm like, okay, I'm out here in the rain right now, and you think it's funny to joke about this right now? Like, I'm ready to drive home and throw a Cadbury egg at you. You know? Rough. Been a rough 2 days, pal.
This was the rain. The rain.
This joke would have been funnier in the sunshine.
Yeah, right. I'm outside fucking getting rained on. Like, what the fuck? Why does she keep calling me?
Dude, sometimes an April Fool's joke goes sideways when somebody takes it too seriously. Yeah. You calm down.
She had me hot, dude. And then she was like, April Fool's asshole. Like, texted me because I hung up. I was pissed, dude. Yeah. She was like, April Fool's,
Is she consistent every year? She gets you with something?
Not every year, but. She fucking must sit there and think about it. You know what I mean? Like, she plans this shit out, dude. It's never the same thing. And it's something that you're like, this is kind of believable.
It's a good one, yeah.
The
right.
One day, that's she tells me she got a flat tire the 1 year. I'm like, don't burn bread on yourself, because then you're really going to get a flat tire, and I'm going to be like the girl to cry wolf Karma. And leave you there.
On the side of the road.
You better hope that Triple A's paid up, cuz.
Yeah, you got loaded to Coral with some Cadbury eggs. You'll be here for a while. Big Ken, what do you got?
I have a wife one also. First I was told
it's
her
the
today,
holidays.
I was calling her at work. I said, I'm not going to be home. I got the call. I have to answer. So then she hit me with the, oh, whatever, joking around. I said, watch your tone. You'll end up as a fucking gear grinder, baby. You know? But turns out she has one anyways. She has her coat. She goes outside to smoke. And the coat she wears, it's like on the chairs where the kids eating shit. So it's just sometimes kids get a mess on it. So when you're wearing it to go out and smoke, big deal. No big deal.
Yeah, a little Cadbury.
Then she's wearing her smoking coat. Like, it was cold. We were going to a party. I'm like, dude, you got shit all over your coat. She's like, this is the one the kids get on her. I'm like, okay, but like.
Don't embarrass me.
We're going in public. You represent me out here. You got my last name. You know, like, fuck. You don't have, like, a going-out coat in a closet?
Yeah, right.
And then she went to work on Tuesday with a different coat. She come back home, and I'm like, there's shit on this coat, too. I just washed the other one. What are you doing, babe?
What are you dragging your
coat
through?
Yeah, I mean, we have
food?
A washing machine, a dryer machine. They both work. I'm happy to throw it in for you. Yeah. You know? Shit.
Don't you embarrass me.
Clean yourself up. Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, I know you're married. You're not there. I'm glad you're not putting it out there, but like, you know.
Yeah, right.
You make some other guys jealous a little bit. You know?
Have some dignity.
Oh, dude. My gear grinder is my mom. So like, every Tuesday, my mom will text me, can you pick me up and ride me to Greenfield? And it's like, I'm coming that way. So I'm like, yeah, yes, I'll come get you, of course. And every fucking week, I would say 9 out of 10 times, she calls me at like 5:59 when I'm like about to be like right in front of the bar she works at. And she's like, oh, never mind. And she like has done this now for like four. So I'm like, I'm just not coming to get you anymore. She's like, well, my friend showed up. We're going to hang out and drink. I'm like, I know that because you are an alcoholic. Like, this is going to happen every time. Because like literally I take you from one bar to another one. Like, I drop you off here and then you're going to Soldiers to sign the book. Like, you know what I mean? I don't mind giving you a ride, but you cancel. I hate you canceling every time because I leave a little early and then I have to sit here with Eagle Tits and we don't have nothing to talk about and it's a little awkward and then I'll have to go out in the lobby, I'll fake piss, you know, go hide in the bathroom for 3 minutes because I've already been with him Saturday for 4 hours. We don't have nothing to talk about and then, like, I pretend like I'm looking at my phone in the bathroom, someone tries to come in, but it's all would have been timed out perfectly if she would have never said, come get me. You know what I mean? I would have been like, I've been here at 6:40, but every week I usually come early anyway, but like I've been coming earlier because I'm supposed to get my mom, and then she literally cancels at 5:59. I'm like, she messaged me. She knows she needs a ride at noon, but she don't message me till 5:30. So I'm like, all right, yeah, of course I'll come get you. And every time I get right by there, and she goes, I don't need a ride, never mind.
So you giving up, dude? You ain't fucking picking her up?
I'll pick her up. It's my mom.
I was
going to
say,
it's my mom.
You'll be mad for 1 week, and then you'll do it again.
So the time when you're late for the podcast, because you had to turn around, because she did need to ride.
In the grand scheme of things, like, it's my mom liked to have a good time. It was the 80s. She could have just easily caught an abortion. So, like, I owe her one, you know what I mean? It's like, she needs a fucking ride.
Happy Mother's Day.
You know what I mean?
She needs a good way to look at it, Mike.
Yeah, she needs a ride. I'm like, you know, at least you didn't have me sucked out with a vacuum. So it's like, you know, you know what I mean, or a coat hanger, whatever the fuck they do. But like,
I mean, that's why we have Mother's
small
Day.
Small victories, yeah. Michael.
We all
small
could have been
victories.
Stabbed with a coat hanger.
Yeah, right. Right. So, when doing that. So, all right,
good for you, Chrissy.
Yeah, thanks, Mom, for not getting
stick
abortion.
It out.
Whether a recent storm has damaged your home's gutter system or your roof requires an update, at Allen Construction, they are equipped with the tools and skills to accomplish any job you throw their way. Roofing, windows, siding, soffit and fascia, gutters and spouts, you won't regret calling Allen Construction. 412-954-8337 or visit allenconstructionpgh.com. That's A-L-A-N constructionpgh.com. Schaefer Inc.'s primary goal is to deliver unbeatable quality for all your construction needs. They aim firstly to be a company that is principle-driven and achieve this by valuing the importance of ethical business practices, creating exceptional relationships with both customers and employees. Their high standards derive from a focus to detail and a priority on their reputation. So give them a call at 412-915-1694. 412-915-1694. Need a new retaining wall? Call Just Walls, 412-889-4401. They're fully insured and are the guys for the job. That's Just Walls, 412-889-4401. Need help with roofing, siding, gutters, downspouts, or soffit and fascia? You should talk to SNL Remodeling LLC, 412-628-9717. 412-628-9717. And tell them GFP sent you. Capizzuto's Pizza, 422 Greenfield Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA. Do you like pizza? Of course you do. Capizzuto's has everything you need. Check out their food by Googling Capizzuto's Pizza Pittsburgh and click on their menu. You won't regret it. You know them. You love them. They have been serving the area for over 28 years. Greater Pitt Tree Service. They offer tree and shrub trimming, pruning, and removal. Have a tree that looks like it could be a problem? They'll come by and assess the situation. Schedule your service today, 412-312-4651. Want to learn more? Check out their website, GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenfield's Finest Podcast. We're about to jump into What Would Greenfield Do?
Woo-woo. What would Greenfield do? Sorry.
Woo-woo.
My bad.
Good job, Kenny.
Sorry, Jack.
Let's see here what we got here. All right. Would you rather lose a finger or have a headache every day for the rest of your life? Lose a finger. There's not worse than having a headache.
Yeah. You got 10 of them.
I do.
Which one you want? Can you pick which one?
Yeah, I'll let you
gotta
pick.
You got to go pinky.
Pinky.
Or ring. Pinky or ring.
If you do pinky or ring, you could still do two in the
you
pink
still do
one.
The stinger.
Still getting with the old shark. Dang it.
Super shark.
Yeah, getting with the old shark. All right, would you guys...
The annihilator, two and two. You ever do that one?
Yeah, you have a big anus for that.
Yeah. Well, you stretch it out.
That's a long marriage. That's a long marriage. Yeah, that's a long term. If you're getting two in the stink. Yeah, you guys really love each other.
I'm not getting two in the stink. She's getting two in the stink.
I thought you were saying you were getting your root finger.
No.
Yeah. I didn't know, Kenny. It's a judgment-free zone.
I'm not saying whatever you're into, bud.
It's like playing fitness, buddy. If you want to get your asshole blown to smithereens, knock yourself out.
I like it tender, not penetrated. You can work around the outside.
Tickled.
Yeah.
Play around the York.
Exit only, buddy. Exit only.
Ring around to Rosie.
I don't even like people sticking their fingers in my face.
Yeah. What movie is that
from? Tony Soprano.
Yeah. He said that in the psychiatrist's office.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good show. All right.
I used to get that when I had my hair. I used to get Tony Soprano all the time instead of Tyson Fury. That
really?
Yeah. Well, I have to show you my poop because I was balding and I was fat and I wore these shirts, you know?
Dude, you're wearing bowling shirts all the time.
Yeah, what are collared shirts? You know, the button shirts. Yeah.
Risotto, talk about that was funny as fuck. Risotto sent me a picture from Hughes Don Express.
Express Outlet has the Tony Soprano
starter kit.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Go down there.
His exact print. Dude, I looked at them shirts and
there's
I watched
a website
print.
With that too. Yeah.
But dude, it was
that'd
like.
Be good shit. I'd buy a couple.
It was like short sleeve sweaters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, like them fucking his fucking shirts were like the three stripes were the greatest. All right. Would you rather let your partner... Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather let your partner choose every movie you watch or pick every restaurant you eat at? I would say 1,000% pick every restaurant we eat at. Because...
Yeah, I agree.
Addie, I'm not... my girlfriend, she does, we've been together forever, but she doesn't pick bad movies, but they're all, like, she'll say the same thing about me. She'll say that I watch the same movies all the time. I do. I watch The Town, Sopranos, and, like, Godfather. Like, that's it. But, like, she picks all these murder, fucked up mysteries, like, this shit that's, like, disturbing.
Dude,
like,
shit's at, like, five episodes that could have been maybe one.
Yeah, like the, like that Natalia Grace thing. Yeah. All right, we get it. She was a little person. They thought she was older, and she wasn't, and she terrorizes people. Like, it's a, that's it. It's a four-second summarized the whole fucking thing.
It's a
thing.
Commercial.
And the dad's a fucking drawn, like, the adopted father's, the whole thing's about him being, like, crying. He cries the whole thing for fucking, for fucking two seasons. He just cries. He's like, I just didn't know.
He's dehydrated. I'm all crying.
Like, you, and, like, not, like, knocking gay people. Like, I thought for sure he was gay. And, like, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, then he said he was remarried and he loved the pussy. And I was like, all right, I guess he's not gay. But
Al Pacino.
Yeah, he gave it. Yeah,
I love the pussy.
Dan could watch that one every time. Trouble like, Thunder.
Yeah, good. That's been on a lot.
She would never pick out. I'd never get to watch Big Trouble in Little China again.
Oh, I love the Big Trouble.
You gotta watch
China.
That like probably monthly.
I'd rather eat.
We
gravel.
We used to watch that like after we'd leave the bar and go back to my buddy's house. That used to be a movie we'd watch a lot. It was
dude,
a good time.
Dude, I'll tell you what, fucking Tropic Thunder. I when I lived in a halfway house.
I don't read a script. Script beats me.
Yeah. When I lived in a halfway house, I was the like you moved up in ranks. Like you were always just like a little like a foot soldier, and I got elected to be mayor.
You were a Kappa.
By the end, I was mayor, and the mayor got to pick the movie every Friday, and fucking Tropic Thunder was there, and like I had my boys all on the board like with me. So like
city council.
Yeah. So like they would all vote Tropic Thunder, and people were, like hated it, and like I like that was the last time I got. I think that was the last time I got into a fight with someone. This fat dude who was farting all night, sleeping on top, be talking shit for us picking Tropic Thunder. We got into a little tussle in our room, and you know, because he was bitching about. He's like,
how long ago was that?
It was a minute ago. It was eight. Yeah, it would have been 8 years ago.
I went. That's what I was thinking about the shit with Yosh. Like, I don't even know the last time I got in a fight. Honestly,
I'm too old for that shit.
I had to be. I was talking to my cousin. It was like I know he was. He said it was probably 12 years ago. We were in a bar. Some dude named Ghost Money. A white gentleman.
Ghost Money.
Named Ghost Money.
I know Ghost.
He introduced himself as Ghost Money, and I looked at my cousin and I said, we're going to have to fight this dude.
He's a, is he real like tall and skinny?
No, he's a short asshole. we were playing darts, and he like tried telling us how to play. I'm like, dude, come on. We're playing. Like, leave us the fuck on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tap your chin, dude. I said, it's right here, you know?
Did you fuck
and
Ghost Money up?
He lost. Yeah. It wasn't like none to brag. It wasn't like it was tough. He deserved it though.
Right.
He wasn't picking on a little guy.
Right.
For no reason.
You weren't like chalking it up. Like it wasn't like a major victory.
Yeah. I
like,
said, Ghost, look, either I underestimate you and a little guy embarrasses me, or I have to fuck you up real quick. I'm gonna choose option B. Yeah.
You should have threw a dart at him.
Yeah. A butt dart.
Butt dart.
Right. Fucking.
Here's two of them.
Take his man.
Fucking Fenoink.
Diddy him up.
Here's two of them, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Kane, like, two-ing your stink, one in your eye,
but that was
you
like
fucking
12 years ago. Oh, I got to go to you such great lengths. I got to go to such great lengths to get back on a podcast. Here, I got to pick a fight. Yeah. Let one pick with me. This is why you don't punch down. You know, like, he talks about me, I talk back. You should just ignore that shit when you're on top.
That's right.
You don't punch down.
Would you rather adopt a British accent every time you're having a serious conversation? This is I don't like it when I'm stupid. Alright, would you rather laugh every single time you speak or have other people laugh at everything you say? Laugh at everything I fucking say.
Obviously,
I
mean, you're a comedian. That would work well for you.
Yeah, being an attention whore ain't easy.
I know. What do you mean you don't laugh? It's like, surely I could say anything and surely you'll laugh.
I laugh anyway, even if it's something serious.
Those are good people to have around. You got to have around.
I mean.
Yeah. Listen, someone will tell me serious shit. I'm like, oh, for real? And they're like, I told you my sister died. Yeah. I'm like, man,
that sucks. Yeah, you got cancer. You're going to die.
Yeah, I can't help it. That's how I fucking deal with everything.
Dude,
you
hear Eagle Tits got raped and now he got AIDS. Surely
you're going to be fine.
Some dude put two fingers in his ass and threw a dart in his eye.
Are you sure? He's not sure. He's HIV positive.
I hope you got off at least trying to peep on that dude.
Eagle Tits wants peeped on now.
Yeah, he's mad because that dude didn't peep on him.
Oh, man. Well, dude, big shout out to Kenny for coming this week. Thanks, brother. Yeah, thanks, really appreciate it. Everyone, thank you so much for the continuous voicemails and support through the Patreon. Big comedy show this April 5th. This Friday, I mean April 5th, up at Squirrel Sports Bar. Me, Billy Crawford, Shuley, good, really good lineup. A couple other guys on there. Please come up. Help support the podcast. Everyone, have a great week. And remember, folks, Greenfield loves you. We're out.